Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Tuesday edition of The Opening Bell. Our focus turning now to management of retirement programs. We've had the conversation before about mixing AI into this and somehow getting a little bit more automated help in managing retirement, specifically 401k plans, that sort of thing. You may remember we had Grant Easterbrook on before, the co-founder of Dream Forward, who is sort of pioneering some of this, and he's back with us this morning. And also Ben Olson, a founding partner of Faircourt Partners, where this is actually going to be rolling out and becoming a real thing. Grant, Ben, first of all, let's say good morning to Grant on the phone. Good morning, Grant.
Good morning. Great to be here.
And Ben is here as well. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
So everybody's in place. Grant, I want you to start first by explaining, if you will, again, for listeners who may not have been with our first conversation, about what Dream Forward is doing and some of the technology that you've been working with in terms of managing 401ks with artificial intelligence.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to be back. Thanks for having us back here. So at a high level, what we do at Dream Forward is we have built the first artificial intelligence specifically for retirement plans and 401k. And the whole idea is it sort of looks like live chat on the website or texting on your phone can just talk to you conversationally about whatever you don't understand about 401k. I don't make enough money. I've got what's a beneficiary? What's an emerging market? How fast can I buy money out? The whole idea is I can give you instant responses 24/7 to whatever's on your mind. And we're excited about our new partnership with Faircourt to roll this out to their 500 million of retirement plans.
And that's where we bring in Ben, Ben Olson. Ben, before we went on the other, we were talking about some of the structure of this. I didn't realize just how many people are talking about and the challenges of managing all of that. As many as 20,000 people, at least with you. Talk to us a little about the rollout of this and how important it is to sort of get a handle on it.
Yeah, so we're incredibly excited about this new initiative, and one of the primary reasons for that is if you think about corporate retirement plans and what they're primarily meant to do, which is, you know, they pool together the resources of all of the individuals to provide scalable sort of services to them, whether it be really low-cost investments, high-quality services from the providers, or in this case, a fiduciary-level investment advice. Now, to be able to do that at scale when you have 15, 20,000 people and to be able to service a large subset like that, what we're really excited about here is the ability to use this technology and AI to be able to do that effectively.
What are the challenges? What are the, as you get ready to roll this out, some of the things you're hoping for out of this?
So one of the hardest things whenever you're doing something new, I think, is basically increasing the awareness of the employee base. So most people obviously will have never experienced this before. So trying to get them to engage with it to see what they like, what they don't like, and then seeing how it basically is utilized is going to be one of the most interesting aspects of it.
Grant, what would be some of the sample questions somebody would be able to text and ask?
Absolutely. So we see this in our data. We know what the biggest types of questions are. One is just to unpack the jargon. So for someone who works in finance, what the term beneficiary means is obvious, because they know how to ask that question. If you don't work in finance, you don't know what a beneficiary is, you might ask it as something along the lines of, what happens if I get hit by a bus? That's the same question, just ask very different levels of financial literacy. So any kind of jargon complexity, any kind of administrative questions about plan rules, questions about competing financial goals. You know, I've got to send a kid to college, I'll wait till I'm older, I've got to buy a house, and questions about just sort of the interfaces and processing. You know, how do I do this? How do I do that? And then finally, sort of questions about investing. You know, what's an emerging market? What's a target date? What does it mean to be auto-enrolled? So those are broadly the types of questions we get and we field with our AI.
And the answer is coming back, too, in real time. Is that how it works, Ben?
That's exactly how it works. And so the idea is to really have it be sort of like you're interacting with a human. Now, you know, as questions basically get more complicated, potentially it will help basically source the more complicated questions to us directly. But all of it's real time, and it's like somebody's having a conversation.
What are the legalities of this? I know because this is a space that's highly regulated, lots of rules and regulations. Is there anything different with this? And I'll put this question to you, Grant. What are the challenges in that area?
Yeah, it's a good question. So you're right. There are certain sort of red lines we can't cross. If someone asks us a tax planning question or sort of a complicated financial and investment question, so an easy example of that would be someone says, you know, I've got to send two kids to college. I'm in a high tax state. I'm in a high tax bracket. Thinking of moving to a lower tax state for a job with more stock options and sending them to private school. What do you think? Kind of thing. That's not something the AI can handle, right? So complex financial planning or any kind of buy, sell, hold advice. So someone asking, should I buy this fund and sell that one? Or I'm thinking of dumping all my shares or emerging markets. Those are the sort of the red lines we don't cross with our chatbot.
I'm imagining doing this because I've recently was on the phone with my 401k provider, and it was a half hour long deal because I had to wait to get somebody, had to go through all of the security questions just to ask some basic questions. That's been what we're trying to avoid here, right?
Exactly right. And you know, the neat thing about this from Grant's group is that it's 24/7. You know, so it's an ongoing thing that's always available. You know, we wish we were 24/7. We're not right now. I don't think that we probably will be. You know, it'll be a sort of a more of a 9-to-5 thing. But to have this available to people anytime, if you think about, you know, when are you going to ask these questions? It's generally late at night or something like that. You're sitting around, you're thinking about it.
Yeah, you wake up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat thinking, oh, am I going to eat cat food in my retirement? Here's the question for my 401k provider, right?
Right.
Yeah. Grant, you must be very excited about this because I know it's your dream really coming into creation, coming into workability where everybody's going to be able to see it. You must be watching that cautiously, right?
Yeah, I am. And I'm pretty excited because I think when people read about AI in the media, tend to conjure up pictures of self-driving cars and, you know, human jobs being replaced en masse. And maybe there are certain industries where that will happen. We're a big believer that a lot of white-collar work and service industry jobs will be affected in sort of like this, where the AI becomes more like a first line of defense designed to support the human experts, not replace them. Because no matter what job and industry you work in, there's a lot of routine stuff you do, you have to do for your job, that you don't want to do. And so we're excited about Faircore because they're a really forward-thinking group of advisors. They're thinking about what the future industry looks like, and to partner with them and to bring this technology in a way that we picture the world will look like in the decade ahead of us, in the 2020s, that somehow starts in 8 months, is really exciting for us, and we're very excited to have the partner that Faircore is.
I guess the overriding thing here is you want to make, and this is an issue where people are not saving enough for retirement. They're just not involved in some of these plans. For whatever reason, they don't get involved in this. That's the end goal here, not only to save your company money and save the resources here, but it's to make it easier for people to start saving for their retirement or save better for their retirement.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that people are tend to be fairly fearful about asking these questions. And, you know, if they feel like they're behind or something like that, it can be something that's a little bit difficult to sort of get your arms around and sit across the table from somebody and have a real direct conversation. So this is sort of the opening that can be fairly easy for these people to start to really engage with this benefit.
What's the time frame here? When will you get this up and running, and when will we be able to see whether or not you're happy with it?
So I'll kind of open it up to Grant, but the idea is going to be to sort of start rolling this out later this summer and into the fall. We're going to start off with sort of some key clients that will sort of, we think, be best suited to sort of maybe adopt something like this. And our hope is to have it fairly mainstream across the board by the end of the year.
Grant, I'll throw it back to you on that as well. And then you'll be having, I'm guessing, some mileposts where you'll be able to gauge the effectiveness of how it's working.
Yeah, absolutely. We are excited about it. We're going to roll it out. You know, Faircore Partners has a pretty good book of business, so across a lot of plans. So we'll start it with a small sample size to beta test it to make sure we cover any bases their clients might be asking about, and then roll it out to everyone by the end of the year and really evaluate where it's causing change, what kind of the most common questions are, and then report back on that to SecCorp as we grow it with time.
Oh, well, gentlemen, this is very exciting. It feels like we're at the precipice of some future thing here that's pretty cool. I wish you both the best of luck.
Thank you so much for having us.
Grant, thank you.
Thank you. Great to be back. Thanks for having us.
All right. That's Grant Easterbrook, co-founder of Dream Forward, and Ben Olson here this morning, founding partner at FairCourt Partners. You can find them online here in Chicago, faircourtpartners.com. Ben, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.